In today's other headlines, federal agents are making arrests in Charlotte, North Carolina, as part of the administration's expanding immigration crackdown. Homeland Security confirmed that the operation is underway after videos of masked agents detaining people were shared on social media. In recent days, local politicians have reaffirmed their support for the city's immigrant community. It's not clear how many people have been detained. In another sign things are recovering from the government shutdown, air travel is rebounding as the FAA eases restrictions on commercial flights at 40 U.S. airports. The agency said airlines needed to cancel only 3% of their flights today as more traffic controllers return to work after getting 70% of their back pay. Airlines say they're confident that they'll be back to normal by Thanksgiving week. More than 22 million Southern California residents are under a flood watch this weekend as a slow-moving, unusually strong storm drenches the region. As much as 6 inches of rain is predicted to fall through Sunday. Forecasters warn of flooding, mudslides, and debris flow, especially around areas that were affected by this year's wildfires. Experts say Los Angeles could record its wettest November since the 1980s. In Gaza, heavy rains are making conditions worse for the thousands of displaced Palestinians living in tents. Some are seeking refuge in the ruins of destroyed buildings. In one camp, rain dripped through makeshift shelters and soaked belongings, despite the trenches created to drain the accumulated water.
From the first day of rain, we have experienced terrible conditions. The water has seeped into our mattresses, our clothes. Water is leaking and dripping everywhere, flooding everywhere. This is just the first day. Who knows what is coming during the winter season?
As winter approaches, aid groups say the current supply of blankets and tarps isn't enough and much more help is needed. And it was movie day at the Vatican. Pope Leo welcomed Hollywood filmmakers and stars to celebrate cinema and its ability to inspire. Those invited included actors Chris Pine and Cate Blanchett, and director Spike Lee, who gave the Chicago-born Pope a New York Knicks jersey. Ahead of the event, the Pope revealed his favorite 4 movies. It's A Wonderful Life, The Sound of Music, Ordinary People, and Life is Beautiful. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, the story of one man who's defying his genetic destiny and avoiding Alzheimer's, and how sanctions imposed by President Trump are taking a toll on the International Criminal Court.
This is PBS News Weekend from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, home of the PBS News Hour, weeknights on PBS.